Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Beis, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara and daf Yud Aleph, really on daf Yud Amid Beis, began a new sugya, and that is the laws of Ibur Hashanah. It comes into the beginning of the Sechta Sanhedrin because there's a machlekes, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Meir, how many dayanim, the Bezdin, that presided over Ibur Hashanah had to be comprised of. According to Rav Meir, Ibur Hashanah is like Ibur HaChodesh, and just like Ibur HaChodesh is B'Shloisha, Ibur Hashanah is B'Shloisha. Rav Shimon Gamliel argued, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said it's a little bit more confusing. B'Shloisha Maschilin, U'B'Chamisha Noisin V'Noisin, V'Goymrin B'Shiva. You saw what that means. The Gemara explained it in the Yudam days. The Gemara also explains what the significance is of 3, 5, 7. Is it connected the words in the three psukim of Birchas Kehanim, respectively, Tzarech Bir, exactly what the connection is, or maybe it's related to the 3, 5, 7, the Shemrei Hasav, and the Roye Pnei HaMelech, the officers and the ministers that you find in Nach, that kings used to have, whatever the connection is over there. Regardless, from there we got into a whole sugya that deals with the laws of Ibur Hashanah. Specifically, right now, the Gemara is discussing what basis the Beis Din would use in order to make the determination that this is a year that's worthy of adding a month of being Ma'abar L'Shana. And there were really two brises that are important, beginning with the latter brisa. The brisa that the Gemara brought in Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis was Al Shloisha Dvarim Ma'abar Nes Hashana. There are three things, three causes that Beis Din can use in order to decide that they want to be Ma'abar L'Shana. Al Ha'aviv, Va'al peiros ilon va'lat kufa. Al ha'aviv means that if they see that Chodesh Nisan is coming and the tefuah hasn't yet ripened, and the Torah says that Pesach has to be not just in Chodesh Nisan, but it has to be in Chodesh Ha'aviv. It has to be in the month where the tefuah is in fact ripening. So that would be a basis to say that how could we make Pesach next month? It's not going to be Aviv. And the Torah says that it has to be Chodesh Ha'aviv. That would be a cause, a reason to potentially add a month to the year. Vala peiros ilan. Similar. If they see that when Shavuos comes around, the peiros that we use for Bikurim will not yet be ripened, which will cause a problem. Number one, practically, there's a mitzvah you have to bring Bikurim. But also, the idea that the Torah says that it has to be B'yoyma Bikurim. And if the fruit aren't ripe yet, or they see that it won't be ripe, then it's going to be an issue with Yom HaBikurim. That would be another reason to say, let's extend it another month, give the fruit a time that it needs to ripen, so that it will work itself out. And then finally, the best known reason, and that is Alat Kufa, so that if the Chachamim saw that the solar year and the lunar year were going completely out of whack, it's off 11 days a year, so every now and again they would have to adjust the calendar to make sure that Sukkot falls out in the right season, and Shavuos falls out in the right season, and Pesach falls out in the right season. So these were three reasons the Braisa said for which Ma'abrin is Hashanah. The Braisa continued and said, Al Shnai Mehem Ma'abrin, Val Echad Mehem Ein Ma'abrin. For two of the three, the halacha is they were ma'abed hashana. If all they had was one, that wasn't enough to be ma'abed hashana. The Gemara had one sad in a comment that Rav Shimon Gamliel made, that it could be if the one reason is tkufa, if they feel that the seasons are just completely out of whack, even if they didn't have a second reason, maybe that would be enough. That was the first brisa. It's the second brisa that the Gemara brings, but really the first brisa that you have to realize when you do the recap. The second brisa, which the Gemara brought earlier on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, was another brisa that discussed reasons why the Chachamim would be ma'abed hashana. Ei ma'abed nes hashana, loy mipnei hagdiyah v'loy mipnei hatla. First, the brisa said reasons why they were not ma'abed hashana. They would not be ma'abed hashana if they saw that the animals weren't fat enough, or the Goizolos hadn't matured properly. However, they were Ma'abed Hashana if they saw that the roads required work, or the Gesharim, the bridges weren't fine yet, so that it would be difficult for the Yidden to be Oyle Regel, or the Tanurei Psachim, if the ovens were wet, they weren't dry, so that there'd be an issue bringing the carbon Pesach, or if they heard that people had left their homes, they hadn't arrived yet in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of traffic, there's something going on, they're not going to make it on time. Those were reasons to be Ma'abed Hashanah. And the Rishonim all asked the Kasha that, how do you reconcile these two braises? The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis brought a braise, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ma'abed Nes Hashanah. Two out of the three, maybe one out of the three, and now the Gemara has another braise, so the Gemara gives different reasons. So is it the first braise or is it the second braise? So the way the Rishonim explain it, the Ran and others, is that this Braisa that mentions the three things as being Aviv, Peiros, Ilan, and Tkufa, these are mandatory things. If the Chachamim saw that two out of these three criteria were going to be issues, they had a chiyuv they had an obligation to be ma'abed Hashanah. It was something they had to do. When the Braisa said in Amud Aleph that the Chachamim could be ma'abed Hashanah because the roads were still wet from a very rainy winter, or the Ksharim, or the Tanurei Psachim, those reasons were not mandatory reasons, but those were Rishus. Those were reasons that the Chachamim were allowed to use if they decided that they want to be ma'abed Hashanah. So the Braisa that says, Alo'oviv al-Peirasa ilon v'alat kufa, mandatory. The Braisa that mentions roads and bridges and ovens and traffic, those are not mandatory reasons. Those are only reasons of Rishus. The other thing just to keep in mind is that the Gemara had said that even though they were not Ma'abed Hashanah, if they saw that the animals weren't fat enough and they were going to be weak, so you'd have a small chabura when you ate the Karban Pesach, or all the people that had promised, had obligations to bring Karbanas, the Karbanas were in low supply, high demand, thus it was going to be expensive. Even though those were not reasons at the end of the day to be Ma'abed Hashanah, you could use it as a secondary reason, as was evident from the letter that the Gemara quoted that Rav Shimon Gamliel once wrote when he gave a reason why there would be Ma'abed Hashanah, a letter that Rav Gamliel the Yavna once wrote when he gave reasons why there would be Ma'abed Hashanah. Either way, just the basic recap, very simple, Gemara, Rashi, Rishonim, in terms of what the reasons were to be Ma'abed Hashanah. And on that note, we continue along the same thing. Tanu Rabbanon, Al Sholish, Arotzois, Ma'abed Hashanah. So we mentioned that two of the three reasons, mandatory reasons, the way the Rishonim explained, that Bezin would use to be Ma'abed Hashanah was Al Ha'aviv Al Peiros Le'ilon. If they saw that the wheat wasn't ripening properly, or they saw that the fruit wasn't ripening properly, so that was a reason to be Ma'abed Hashanah. The question is, where did they look at the wheat? Where did they look at the peiros to make this determination? Right, when they give the weather, they say the weather at Newark Airport. So where do they look? Everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. If there's one farm somewhere in Eretz Yisrael where the fruit isn't going to be fully ripened, says the Gemara, there were three arotzois that they used to take into consideration. Yehuda, Ever HaYarden, and the Galil. Al-Shtayim Mehem Ma'abrin. If two out of these three places in Eretz Yisrael were having issues where the peiros and the tefillah weren't ripening properly, Ma'abrin, that was a reason to be Ma'abrin. Al-Achas Mehem, if it was only one of them, Eim Ma'abrin. As much Yehuda, Achas Mehem, if Yehuda was one of the three, Akol Smechen, everybody was happy. She'in Oim Reba Elam Yehuda. Meaning, if the two out of the three were Ever HaYarden and Galil, there the tefuah hadn't ripened properly, but in Yehuda the tefuah had ripened properly, then the Yehuda weren't happy. Because the mitzvah likatchila was to bring the korban oimer from the tefuah in Yehuda. That was Yerushalayim. The tefuah in Yerushalayim. And if the tefuah in Yerushalayim was already ripened, and now they're pushing it off another month, by the time the next month comes, it could be it's going to start going bad already. And there's going to be a chisaron in the hidur of the korban oimer that they're going to bring. So if Yehuda's tefuah hadn't been ripened yet, then they're okay with it being pushed off a month. To the contrary, give it an opportunity to ripen. But if really Yehuda was fine, it's just the other two that weren't okay, and now you're pushing it off. So by the time you bring the korban oimer, the tefuah of Yehuda will have gone bad already, and that was something they weren't happy about. So Yehuda was achas mehen akol smechen. Tanu Rabbanon, im abnes hashanim elu b'Yehuda. In order to be ma'abed hashanim. So you don't need the Sanhedrin agado. How many dayanim do you need? Three according to Remeir. 3, 5, 7 according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. However, the dayanim had to be members of a bezdin, of a court in Yerushalayim. V'im debru b'Galil. If, however, a bezdin in Galil oversaw the Ibur Hashanah, b'di'eved mu'beres, it's okay. Heyit Chananya ish oyne. Chananya ish oyne once said eidos that in Hebrew b'Galil in a mu'beres, that it's so important that Ibur Shana happened with a bezdin in Yerushalayim, that even b'di'eved, if it happens with a bezdin in Galil, it's not good. Amrav Yehuda b'Reidah Rav Ben Pazi. My time with Chananya ish oyne. What's the makari? You know, pasuk for that. That even b'di'eved, if a bezdin outside of Yerushalayim was ma'abed Hashana, it wouldn't be okay. Amakra says the Gemara. It's learned out from the following pasuk. It says l'shichnoi Sidrishu Ubasa Shama. So we'll see what that pasuk means soon. But for this halacha, the Gemara darshens that l'shichnoi sidrishu called drisha sha'ata dairesh, every drisha, every investigation that you're going to make, and in this context, investigating whether or not we should be ma'abed Hashanah, lo yiyu ela b'shechina shalmach, and it should be where the shechina is, which of course is Yerushalayim. Tanu Rabbanon, ima ma'abed Hashanah ela b'yoy, you can only be ma'abed Hashanah b'yoy. V'im ibrua b'alaylo, ena milberes, even with the Yevon, it's not going to be okay. V'im mekadshin es ha'chodesh ela b'yoy. Additionally, you can't be mekadesh the chodesh, not the shana, but the chodesh, only during the day. The imkid shua balaylo ainu mekudesh. Even b'di'evit, if you do it at night, it's not okay. Amar Rabba, micro, what's the makar? Tiku b'chodesh shayfar. We all know the pasuk. Ezehu chag shachodesh miskasa boy. So the Gemara darshins a little bit of a convoluted drasha. Which yontif is the yontif where the moon is covered, meaning where you can't see the moon? Heavy yom is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the yontif where you can't see the moon. You can't see the moon in the beginning of the month. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. It's the first day of the month. So the pasuk over here is talking about yom chagenu. It's a yontif. It also says bakesa, referring to the moon being covered. So we're talking about a yontif where the moon is covered. Clearly, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, which, by the way, tikku b'chayi the shofar, right? That's where the shofar comes in. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says, what's the end of the pasuk? Ki chayk li Yisrael hu mishpat li l'kei Yaakov. Chayk is referring to Kiddush HaChodesh. Whoa. And then it says mishpat. Ma mishpat bayoyim af Kiddush HaChodesh bayoyim. So you want to know what the makar is, that even Kiddush HaChodesh has to be bayoyim. It's tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu ki chayk li Yisrael hu mishpat li l'kei Yaakov. We're clearly talking about Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on the first day of the month. The chayk is referring to what the Chachamim used to always do on the first day of every month, not just Rosh Hashanah, every month, which is they would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and it refers to the Chayk as also being Mishpat. Mishpat is Din, Bez Din convened only during the day. Af Kiddush HaChodesh, Vayatan Rabban, and Im Abnes HaShanah, B'Shnei Ra'ovin. The Bez Din would never be Ma'abed HaShanah during a hungry year. And the reason is very simple. Top Rashi. Lefi Shekola HaTfuah, the tzrichin lechem, the nachodosh, because as we mentioned yesterday, that when they were ma'abed Hashanah, there were practical ramifications. One of them was that you're going to have to wait another month before you can bring the carbon eimer, which means you're going to have to wait another month before you're able to eat from the tfuah hachadosha. So in a hunger year where people are waiting, they're dying, literally, and they want to eat from the tfuah hachadosha, so if you're going to push it off another month, you can have the best reasons in the world. It's not chodesh aviv, the roads and the bridges are not paved properly for the Eilu Regel. Even the tkufas aren't going to be aligned. But what we're more concerned about is Yidden that are starving. So for the Shnei Ra'ovim, we would never be Ma'abed Hashanah because we don't want to push the Karban Omer off of Matanya. Rebbe said, Ishbami Baal Shalisha, there was a man that came from Baal Shalisha, the Yavid Ishali Kim, Lechem Bikurim, and he brought to an Ishali Kim, referring to Elisha, and he brought him a gift. The gift is referred to as Bikurim Esrim Lechem Slayer. He brought him barley, says the Gemara. Why did he bring him barley? Presumably because the only thing that had ripened at that time was barley. And says the Gemara, if that's the case, let's make the following cheshbon. Baal Shalisha was a place where things used to ripen very, very quickly. Very fertile land. It was one of the first parts of Eretz Yisrael where the tfuah used to ripen. And even though that was the case, the only thing that had ripened was one min. You'll tell me that maybe the min was chitin. And Shema Toimer Lefnei Oimer, maybe you'll tell me this happened early in the year, meaning before the time where typically Tfuah ripens. He said, go give it to the people at the meeting. If it was before the Karban Oimer, they couldn't have eaten it, because you're not allowed to eat from the Tfuah Chadasha before the Karban Oimer was brought. Emer Meyat. So what do you see from here? You see that this person was bringing a gift after the Karban Oimer. The only gift he can possibly find that was worthy to give to Elisha was barley. And the reason is because nothing else had ripened. There was nothing else he could do. What do you see from there? You see that Ru'uya Hoysa Shana Shet HaZaber. That really, the Chachavim should have been Ma'abed that Shana. Because it wasn't Chodesh Aviv. There's no question it wasn't Chodesh Aviv. The only thing that had ripened, even in Baal Shalisha, where everything ripens really, really fast. That means if it didn't ripen in Baal Shalisha, it certainly didn't ripen in other places. So why was Elisha not Ma'abed HaShanah? Because if you look at the Psukim over there, it was a hunger year. And a hunger year, you're not Ma'abed HaShanah. You're never Ma'abed HaShanah before Rosh Hashanah. The Im meaning, Avada, the actual month that the Chachamim were Ma'abra was always going to be Chodesh Adar. You can't make a second Teves or a second Nisan. We'll see more about that later in the daf. So the only month that the Chachamim were ever Ma'abra was Adar. The Chiddush is that before Rosh Hashanah, this Bezdin that convened in the attic, he had to be invited, the Nasi was there, this very big deal could never happen before Rosh Hashanah. The Imibruah, B'di'evet, but B'di'evet, if they got together and they decided that later this year, there's going to be a second Adar, it doesn't work. That if there was a time of a Shasad Chak where they were worried that later in the year they're not going to be able to find Dayan and they won't have a Bezin to be able to convene to be Ma'abed Hashana, then right after Rosh Hashanah, even if Ne'at Chak, they try not to do it before Rosh Hashanah, right after Rosh Hashanah, that's when they were to Afal Pikeh Ma'abed Ela Adar. But that's clear that the month that they're going to be Ma'abed is always Adar. So if they felt for whatever reason they had to convene months earlier, B'di'evet, that's okay. M'pnei Adchak, that's something that Chachamim were comfortable with. But which month? That has to be Adar. Freak the Gemara, Amy, I'll ask you a kasha. Is that true? That the Chachamim never even convened before Rosh Hashanah to determine whether or not that year they may decide to be Ma'abed Hashanah? Vashokhulei the Rava. They once sent Rava the following telegram. And this took place at a time where the Chachamim had to conceal messages that they were sending amongst each other because the government, the Memshalah at the time, was giving them a very hard time. So Rava gets this very cryptic telegram sent him. It said as follows: Zugba Mirekes, Vitofsu Nesher, Ubiyadam Dvarim Hanasabalus. So this is the first part of the Joshua. Now what it meant was as follows: Zug was referring to a peer of Talmidei Chachamim. Bamei Rekes. Rekes, the Gemara says, is Tveria. Tveria had another name. Chachamim used to refer to it as Rekes. V'tofsu Nesher, an eagle caught them. Didn't mean literally an eagle. Chel Parsiim, Rashi says, a Persian troop caught them. Ubiyadam, and they were holding Dvarim Anasa Beluz, things that are made in Luz. What was that a reference to? Mayniyu Tchelus. Now again, they didn't want to say exactly what they wanted to say. They were trying to conceal. This was a cryptic message. So what they did was, is they used this riddle that they understood that Rava was going to understand. And the letter continued, B'schus HaRachamim, because of the schus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'b'schusam Yatsu B'shalem, they were able to leave peacefully, meaning everything worked out okay, nothing happened to them. Then they continued, V'amuse Yerechei Nachshon, which was a reference to the Nasi, who came from Nachshon ben Aminadav, who himself was the first Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, right? Le'yosu Shevet Yehuda, U'mechaykim ben Ragel. We said that the Nasiim and the Reish Kelusa all came from Shevet Yehuda. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. So V'amuse Yerechei Nachshon Bikshu L'kfoyin Etziv Echad, wanted to add an Etziv, we'll see that means an extra month, V'lehinichem Adoini Halaz. Avo Bali Asufa is the Adoimi, meaning the officers didn't allow it. Avo Bali Asufa is Nefs. The Talmid Chachamim got together, and they added a month. And you know when they did it? They did it in a time where nobody would realize what they were doing. In the month that Aharon HaKohen died, which is Chodesh Av. But Al Kopanim, so you see from this disguised message that it was a Shasat Chak, where the Chachamim weren't allowed to sit and convene to be Ma'abed Hashanah. So what they do? They did it in Chodesh Av. We just said that even the Shasat Chak, when do you do it? You do it only after Rosh Hashanah, but before Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Av is a few months before Rosh Hashanah. You never ever do it, even if it's a Shasat Chak. How does it shtim with this letter? So the Gemara says, Chashuvei Machshavi Guluye Loi Magal. There's different levels. What they did was they just got together and made the Cheshbonis, but they didn't reveal it to anybody. Nobody knew that that year was going to be an Ibriya. When we say that there's a Kpeda not to do it after till after Rosh Hashanah, it means don't reveal what your intentions are until after Rosh Hashanah. You shouldn't let anybody know what you're doing until after Rosh Hashanah. But as far as the Cheshbonis, you could do. So you can make the cheshbonis whatever you want. Certainly, mipnei hadchak, like in this case over here, they convened bi'erach shemes b'yaharin, which is chodesh av. That's when they sat down and decided, are we going to be ma'abed Hashanah or not? As far as revealing it, never reveal it before Rosh Hashanah. B'shas hadchak, right after Rosh Hashanah, is the earliest time you could do it. In terms of which month you're being ma'aber, the month always has to be Adar. The only month you'll ever have a second one of is Adar. The Gemara says, "My mash b'dahay netziv lisha liyarchu." Clearly, when the Chachamim wrote in this letter that bikshu l'kfaya netziv echad, they used the word netziv as a metaphor for another month. What's the makar? Where do you find anywhere that the word netziv has a connection to a month? Dichsiv, it's based on a pasuk in Malachim Aleph. The pasuk says, "Uleshleimoy shneim osar nitzavim." Al Kol Yisrael, the Kilkel as a Melech, the Esbeisai Chodesh Bashana Yia Al Ho'echad the Kilkel. That Shlomo Melech had 12 Nitzivim, 12 officers. The officer's job was to be Mechalkel, the Melech, and his family. Why 12? Corresponding to the 12 months of the year. So each Nitziv, each officer, was responsible for 1 month. So again, the word Nitziv doesn't mean month. They were Dafka disguising the message. But they use the word Nitziv as a reference to a month based on this pasuk in Malachim. But the Gemara asks Akasha, 12 Nitzivim, B'derech Agav, for the 12 months, Vakziv, but the pasuk says, U'Nitziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz. There was only one Nitziv, says the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman, Chadamah once said, Echad Manu HaKulam, that there was one person, he was in charge of the other 12. Chadamah once said, Keneged Chodesh HaIbur, that the extra Nitziv was an extra officer in the event that there was an extra month in the year. When would there ever be an extra month of the year? This sugya, if they were ma'abed hashana, that's where you would have to have the extra. Tanu Rabbanan, another halacha. Ey ma'abed hashana, loy mishana l'chavirta. So if it's tofshin ayin zayin, and the chachomim get together and they say that in tofshin ayin ches, we're going to have to be ma'abed hashana. But then they say, why wait until tofshin ayin ches? We could be ma'abed tofshin ayin zayin, we could accomplish the same thing. Meaning, let's push it off already now. The point is, when Tov Shanayin Ches comes along, any issue that we perceive, whether it's the Tkufa, it's the Aviv, it's the Bikurim, whatever the problem might be, so the halach is you're not allowed to do that. Ey ma'abrenes hashana, loy mishana l'chaverta. Another halach, loy shol l'shana b'zohachazu. You can never be ma'abre 3 years in a row. So 3 years in a row, you can't do. And the reason is because the tkufas are going to just get completely out of whack. Amar Rav Shimon, ma'is Rabbi Akiva Zuri, Rabbi Akiva Sheikhovich Beis Asur. He was locked in jail. Rabbi Akiva was famously on death row. The ibe shol l'shana b'zohachazu. And he was ma'abre 3 years. One after another. So you see that Rabbi Akiva did it. Amr Leh, they told him, Yisham Raya. You're bringing a Raya from there. Bezdin, Yoshvu, Vikavu, Achas, Achas, Bismana. What happened over there was, Rabbi Akiva was just making cheshbonus. Rabbi Akiva was just predicting what he saw would possibly take place in the future. And he said that I think Tovshin Ayin Ches, and maybe Tovshin Pei Aleph, and maybe Tovshin Pei Gimel. But in terms of actually being Ma'abra, they weren't Ma'abra 3 years in a row. He just predicted, or he helped the Chachamim make the Cheshbonis for the next 3 Ibiyars. But the 3 Ibiyars were not 3 years in succession. They were whenever they were. Tanu Rabbanan, Ey Ma'aber Nesashon Olei B'Shvias. You never Ma'aber Shemitah. Why not? Because it's an extra month of Shemitah, where you can't work the land, and nothing's growing. So similar to the idea of Ey Ma'aber Nesashon B'Shnei Betzayres, B'Shnei Ra'avayin, so too they were never Ma'aber Shvias. They weren't Ma'aber the year after Shvias either. Because the year after Shvias, they were waiting for the Tvuah HaChadasha, same theme. They couldn't work the field the previous year, because the previous year was Shvias. So what were they eating? They were eating from the 6th year. So you're going to make them eat another month from food that grew 2 years ago, even though vitzivisi es bechasi, but still there was a sensitivity to the Yidin, and the Torah's Chachamim said that don't be ma'abr the year after Shemitah, because the Yidin are waiting finally to be able to eat from the Tvuah Chadasha, and we don't want to prolong this agony. We want them to be able to eat it already. Emosai regil ma'abr. What was the best month to be ma'abr? Best year to be ma'aber? Erev Shvias. Why Erev Shvias? To give the Yidden another year, another month before Shemitah. Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel, hoy ma'aber mitzvah Shvias. Rabbi Gamliel's family, they were the Nasiyan, and as we see, they played a tremendous role in Ibur HaShana. They used to be ma'aber the year after Shvias. The Braisa says not to do it, and L'churu, there's a very good reason not to do it. Why not? Because the Chachamim, the Yidden, weren't able to work the field in Shemitah. They're still eating off the Shana Hashishas. So why are we pushing it off another month? Says the Gemara, but this Shaila, whether or not you can be Ma'aber, Mitzoy Shvias, we should be sensitive to the plight of the Yidden, and that is really totally another Machlokes Tanna. Time we learned to the Braisa, Emevi and Yerek B'Chutz La'aretz. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Can't import any vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Seinu Itiru, the Chachamim said it's okay. My Beinai, what's the machlokes? You could import vegetables, you can't import vegetables. What's the big deal? Rabbi Yirmiyo, Choshech LeGushein, Iku Beinai. The machlokes is whether we're concerned that with the vegetables, a little bit of the roots, a little bit of afar from the ground is going to enter Eretz Yisrael. We know that afar Chutz La'aretz is Tomei, Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So the concern was bringing in Tumah. What does that have to do with this machlokes? Should we be concerned that the year after Shvias, Yidden aren't going to have what to eat? If you're not allowed to import your rokos from Chutz La'aretz, then it's a real concern. They couldn't work the ground, Bashana HaShvias. You can't import anything. So, Manoichal, what are we going to eat? But if you hold that Mevi'in, your rokos from Chutz La'aretz, if you are allowed to bring your rokos from Chutz La'aretz, then it's not a concern. Because it's true, you can't eat from what grew, Bashana HaShishas. But Shana Hashvi is because you aren't able to work the ground, but you can import. So Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel, who were of the opinion that Ma'ab Mitzoy Shvias, they held Mevi and Yarek Mechutz Laretz, so therefore they weren't worried about this issue. It's the Chachamim that say Ein Ma'ab Nes Hashana Loi B'Mitzoy Shvias, they held Ein Mevi and Yarek Mechutz Laretz, and it's for that reason there was a concern. Exhale. So before we go weiter, just two ha'aris regarding some of the Gemaras that we just learned. So number one, the Gemara said a halacha. Ein ma'abrin es hashanim ela b'Yehuda. You could only be ma'abrin the shana in Yehuda. The im mebrua b'Galil, milberes. Chananya Ish'onai said that no, im mebrua b'Galil, ain't a milberes. Meaning, you needed dayanim that were members of a bezdin in Yerushalayim. But if a bezdin outside of Yerushalayim, even in Eretz Yisrael, was ma'abrin the shana, it's not okay. A bezdin in Yerushalayim had to oversee the ibur hashana. But if it was a bezdin outside of Yerushalayim, it was not okay. The Gemara said, what's the makar to it? It's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, l'shichnei sidrishu uvas hashama, and we learn from there, called drisha sha'atodoyresh lo'yiyu ela b'shchene shamacha. It's interesting. Tosfos sends you to a Gemara, the very end of the Masechta Brachos. Brachos daf samach gimel amid aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Interesting story. Omer Rab Safra. Rab Avo havi mishtoy. Rab Avo used to tell the following story. Used to say it. Kishayard Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Legoilo, when Chanina, who was the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, went to Chutz Laretz, Hoye Ma'abr Shonim, the Kadeya Chadashim Chutz Laretz. So he opened up a Bezdin, and he used to be Ma'abr the Shonim, he used to be Ma'abr the Chadashim, Shigru Achrof Shnei Tamid Chachom. So the Skenim, the Yidden Eretz, so weren't happy with what was going on. In Chutz Laretz, he'd be Ma'abr the Shonim, what's going on? So they sent two Tamid Chachomim to talk to him, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Uben Benoishel Schayu ben Kavuto. Who were the two Talmid HaChavim? The first was Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, and the other one was Scharia ben Kavutel's grandson. Kivin Chira Isam, when he saw them, Amr Lehem, Lama Basim, why'd you come? Amr Lehem, Limay Teira Banu, we came to learn Teira. Hichriz Aleim. So Chanina was so excited that he got these two chosh of the guests that came from Eretz Yisrael. He makes this announcement, Pashke Villain, bright lights, Anoshim Halalu G'day Le'adarim. These two Yidin are G'day Le'adar. Not just that, their Zaydis served in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Mishnah. Zachariah ben Kavutel Oimer, Harbei Pamuk Karisi Lefanim Sefer Daniel. Everyone knows the Mishnah. It's at the beginning of Masechtas Yuma. They used to read to the Kohen Gadol at night. They didn't want him to fall asleep. He might become Tomei. Right? So they used to keep him up all night. So what they used to read to him, they read this, they read that, if he could read by himself. Zachariah ben Kavutel said that I had a job in the Beis HaMikdash, and I used to read for the Kohen Gadol Sefer Daniel. So you see that Ben Benoish, Zachariah ben Kavutel Zayda, Chayyim ben Kavutel worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Hischo, who mitame ve'metarim, who oise ve'matim, they started talking and learning. And everything Chanina said, they would say fakert. Hichruz aleihem, he said, Anoshim halalu shal shavim shal toyuim, when they were slugging up and asking kashas on every single thing he said in the shir. So now Chanina already had a different approach. He said, oh, these two yidif emerits, Yisrael, nah, shal shavim, they don't know what they're doing. Amru loy, they said, it's too late. Kvar bonisa, you already built us up. V'yata yachal istar, it's too late. Kvar godarta, you already built the fence. V'yata yachal ifrites, you already gave us askama. This Pashke villain. Amr lehem, mani metamavatim etar mani yoitzvatimatim. Can you explain to me why is it that every single thing I say in shir you try saying fakert? Amr lehem, they said yes. Bnei shatim abir shonim v'kedeh chadoshim b'chutz. Who's really upset at you? We're upset at the fact that you're chutz laretz and you're being ma'abir shonim. Amr lehem, so he told him, am I the only one? Listen to this. Vali Akiva ben Yosef, how you ma'abir shonim v'kedeh chadoshim b'chutz laretz. Rabbi Akiva used to do the same thing. Amr lehem, they told him with all due respect. Hanach, Rabbi Akiva is different. Shlo yiniach kemois of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva, you're bringing me raias. Rabbi Akiva, Amalem, he told him, Afani lo yinachti kemois of Eretz Yisrael. When I left Eretz Yisrael, there was no one as chashiv as me. Nobody. So even though I'm in Chutz Laretz, but I'm the Gadol Hadar, there's nobody as chashiv as me. I definitely have the credentials to be able to be Abba Deshanim, even in Chutz Laretz. Amalem, they told him, Gedoyim sheyinachtu naset yashim. It could be. Maybe you're right, Chanina. Maybe when you left Eretz Yisrael, at that point, there was no one as great as you. And maybe then this statement you made was true. But now, your Talmidim steiged over you already. Those Gedoyim, those little Tzigalach that you left over in Eretz Yisrael, Nasu Tiyoshim, Balei Karnayim, Vehem Shigur, and it's them who sent me to you. Vehem Amru Lanu, they said as follows, Imru Loi B'Shmeinu, Tel Chanino in our name, your Talmidim. In Shemei Amutav, if you listen to us and you stop being Ma'abed Hashanah in Chutzlar, it's good. Ve'imlav yehei benidoy. If not, we're putting you in cheirim. Ve'imru lacheinam legon. Then he said, I want you to tell the Yidden that are living there. Listen to this. Im shoymen. If you're mekabel what we're saying, not to allow chanina to be ma'abed hashana, and not to go based on his ibriyar's mutav. It's all good. Ve'imlav, if not, yalu lahar. You know what you should do? You might as well just climb atop of a mountain. Achia, who was the Rosh HaKol over there, yivne mizbeach, let him build a mizbeach. Chananya yinaga v'kinar, take Chananya, give him a harp, let him start playing, and let them be oivet avayda zara, v'yichperu kulam v'yoymru, and they should say, ein lahem chelik b'likei Yisrael. Because by you refusing what we're saying, it's tantamount to that. So you might as well just go off today, whatever. Just do whatever you need to do. Be oivet avayda zara. You might as well just say, ein lahem chelik b'likei Yisrael. That's how important this message is. Says the Gemara, kol kol, b'chia, wow, they heard that. This was a passionate letter. This is a brief. So when they heard this, they all started crying. V'hamru, I give lift the brief. Chas v'shalom, yesh lanu chelik b'likei Yisrael. Absolutely, we don't want to have anything to do with it. Fake the Gemara, kol kach lama, why was it such a big deal? Why can you not be ma'abed hashana mechutz la'aretz? Mishum shenema, it's a pasuk. Ki mitzio in teitzei teiro, udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. Fake Tosfos. Ki mitzio in teitzei teiro, udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. It's not the drasha the Gemara brought by us. What did the Gemara say? So Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos doesn't say a teretz, but either way, just an interesting Gemara, an addendum to this Gemara that we learned right here. A fascinating story with Chananya, Rabbi Yeshua's nephew, who was being ma'abed the shana b'chutz la'aretz, and the Chachamim was so disturbed by what he said. Unbelievable Gemara, but what emerges is a shtick lakasha. Because in our Gemara, it's a pasuk l'shich l'sivishu v'vasa shama, and the Gemara over there brings divrei Kabbalah, it's not a pasuk in the Torah, divrei Kabbalah, ki mitziyan teitzei tzayra, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It's interesting that pasuk l'shich l'sivishu v'vasa shama, from where the Gemara darshins, that only a bezden in Yerushalayim was able to be ma'abed hashana. If you look at pshat in the pasuk, it's not what the pasuk's saying. The context over there is the halacha of Avodah Zarah. And the Torah says many, 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 many places. There's two mitzvahs in the Torah that are repeated several times. Mitzvah of Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. The Rabban says it's not a coincidence. Those are two things that are shakul, keneged, kolot erukula, and that's why it's ibn gechazit again and again and again. So this is one of the places. It's Perek Yud Beis, Parshas Re'eh, Sefer Dvarim, and the Torah says that we're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see Avodah Zarah. Abi ta'avdun es kolam akoymes asha avdu shama goyim. Vini tatzdem es mizbechoysam vishibartem es matzivoysam. Have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Loi sasin came l'ashem alokeichem. Okay, so if the Yidden can't be Avodah Zarah, they can't just build a mizbech in their backyard and stop worshipping. So where should they worship? Says the Torah. Kim el ha-mokim, ashe yivchar ha-shem alokeichem mikol shifteichem, lasum es shemoysham. You should worship in the place that I'm going to tell you to worship. L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasasham. You should find that place. Go there, and that's where you should be your karbanos. So don't do what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah did, which was set up shop wherever they want to set up shop. But rather, you have to go el hamakim asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shifteichem lasum es shemoysham l'sich shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. So there's a beautiful Ramban on this pasuk right here. The Ramban says l'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. That's this pasuk that the Gemara darshan, and he says two pshatim. I'm going to go backwards. The second pshat first. He quotes the Sitfri. Sidrishu Duroish Alpi Hanavi. You should go to the Navi and ask the Navi, where's the place that the Yidden should bring karbanos? Yochel, I would have thought, Tamten Achiyem Melcha Navi, Talmud Loimah, Lashichnoi, Sidrishu, Uvasa, Shama, Duroish, Umatza, Vaachakach, Yoy Melcha Navi, Vechenat, Moitza, Bedavid. Raman says something beautiful. He says that if you realize the Torah never ever was Megala, where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be in Eretz Yisrael. You notice that? It doesn't say it anywhere in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kemel amokim asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem mikol shivteichem." Hashem is not disclosing what that place is. It doesn't say the Har Meriah. It doesn't say the Har. It doesn't say anything. It says, "Kemel amokim asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem." The Mishkan the Yidden had in the Midbar, they're going to go with Eretz Yisrael. You're going to build a Beis HaMikdash. Where? I don't know. It doesn't say in the Torah. It says there's a place that Hashem is going to choose. That's where you should do it. And then the pasuk says, "L'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama." Zok Ramban. It's a safri, it's a mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh of sidrishu, dereishu matzah. Try to find out where this place is. Now, you make cheshbonis, think you have it right. Don't rely on what you came up with. Go to a Navi afterwards. But You're supposed to try to be doyresh and figure out, it's like a puzzle. Try to figure out where is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Beis HaMikdash to be. Sidrishu is a mitzvah saseh, try to figure it out. V'chein atamaytze b'David, right? David HaMelech made cheshbonos, he tried figuring out where exactly the Beis HaMikdash was going to be. Ad emtza mokin l'Hashem, right? He's trying to figure out, with it's a Gemara in Zvachim. David HaMelech was being mekayim a mitzvah deiraisa, says the Ramban. V'chein atamaytze b'David, it's this pasuk. L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. But then Ramban says something else. He says that this wasn't a one-time event. That the Yidden, we have to figure out where the Har Maria is going to be. David HaMelech was the one who figured it out. He was Mekayim L'shichnei Sidrishu of Asa Shama. What does that have to do with me? Now we all know where the Beis HaMikdash is. Beis HaMikdash, Koisla Maravi, it's in the old city, right? We all know exactly where the Makam HaMikdash is. Do I have a mitzvah of L'shichnei Sidrishu of Asa Shama? Says the Ramban, yeah. Because there's another kivun in this pasuk, and that is, She'telchu loy me'eretz marchakim. You should go to Yerushalayim. 3 times a year, the Yidden had a mitzvah to go up, the pilgrimage, the mitzvah to be oyle regel. The tishalu, tidrishu, what does tidrishu mean? First, ask, drishos, ask around, ona derech beis Hashem, try to figure out where the beis Hashem is. The toimru israel yeyo, people will talk, they'll give directions, you make a left here, you make a right there, yashai, yashai, yashai. L'chu v'nala el Hashem, el beis alekei Yaakov, k'loshin tzion yishalu derech hinei pneyan. So says the Ramban, that no, this is a mitzvah l'doyrus also, that every year when he was oyle regel, he had to know where to go. How would he know where to go? He would ask directions. Sidrishu, there's a mitzvah. V'tishalu, ask directions. Roll down your window, right? Be a man and ask. Where do I go? Ona derech beis Hashem. V'toyru isha reyeyu l'chu v'nale el Hashem el beis el keyakiv. There's this mitzvah l'doyreis of tishalu. So I saw Reb Shmuel Yankiv and Zeis Liakiv on this pasuk right here. He says that it's yidua that the Chazon Ish asked. They doesn't understand. We know that there was a mitzvah. That if somebody was Ritech B'Shoigig, he had to go to Galus. And the Pasuk says, Tochel Lecha Derech. And we learn from there used to be signs, or at Mikla this way, or at Mikla that way. The Ritech B'Shoigig didn't have to ask directions. He didn't have to stop somebody and say, how do I get to the Ori Mikla? Tochel Lecha Derech. There were signs all over the place. So the Chazon Ish was bothered that why weren't there signs and telling Yidden exactly how to get to Beis Hashem. Tishalu ono darach Beis Hashem, v'toymru isho reyeyu, l'chu v'nalu el Hashem. Azoy et hachazon ish gefrek. Perhaps we actually said the Teretz is poshet. The Ritzeach B'shoigik had to arrive in the Eir Miklat. Him walking, him, or it was just a hechsher. It's a hechitimtsa of him getting where he had to go. The road itself, the journey itself, the process wasn't part of it. It was just the hechitimtza to get there. But the point was, get to the Eir Miklat, you'll be protected from the Goel Adam. That's where you're supposed to be. Until the Kohen Gadol dies, everything is going to be fine. But the mitzvah of Oyle Regel wasn't just arrive in Eretz Yisrael. And I don't care how you get there. You could snap your finger 3 times, be in Yerushalayim, and that in itself is going to be fine. No, that in itself wouldn't be fine. The mitzvah was to be Oyle Regel. What does Oyle Regel mean? Go, walk, be Oyle Regel. That was the mitzvah. The Ramban says in Masechtas Sukkah, daf chafei, it's a ritva, that in the sugi of Oisik b'mitzvah, patam et ha-mitzvah, that if a yid is being oyle regel, he's patam et ha-mitzvahs. Patam et ha-mitzvahs? The aliyah l'regel, you're patam et ha-mitzvahs? The aliyah l'chur is a hechsher mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself. Says Rav Shmuel Yankiv, no. The mitzvah was the aliyah l'regel. Going was part of it. It's not just arise in Yerushalayim 3 times a year, be there, bring karbonis, take in, inhale the spirituality that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. That's, of course, the primary aspect of it, perhaps. But there's another component, the actual going, the aliyah, and that's this pasuk, l'shichnei sidrishu uvas hashama, asking directions, v'toymer isha reyeyu l'chu v'nala, right, the picture you always see, the yidden, all walking up, climbing the mountain, that's part of it. It's not just the hechsher. That was absolutely part of the mitzvah. And that's this idea of l'shichnei sidrishu uvas hashama. What's interesting, what came to mind was in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, v'yoyim Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha. V'yoyim Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha. Where? Doesn't tell him where. Elo Aretz Asher Arecha. Right? Avram Avinu wasn't told where to go. Avram Avinu couldn't take his GPS, punch it in, and this is where I'm supposed to arrive. He had no idea where he was supposed to go. Elo Aretz Asher Arecha. It was L'shichnoi Sidrishu Uvas Hashama. But I was thinking even more. We know Rashi says, why didn't Hashem tell Avram where he's supposed to go? Litein Tzchar al kol dibur v'dibur. But there's a medrash that says a different shot. Not Litein Tzchar al kol dibur v'dibur, but rather Litein Tzchar al kol psio psio. Because of the fact that Hashem didn't tell Avram where to go, Avram Avinu got Tzchar al kol psio psio. So I'm brisk. I heard this from Yeshua. They say over for a Baruch Be. The Baruch Be said, what's the pshat? Because Hashem told Avram, Lech Lecha al Eretz Asher Areka, he got Tzchar al kol psio psio. But had Hashem told Avram, go to Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have gotten Tzchar al kol psio psio. So he said, Gevaldik. He said, had the mitzvah been, go to Eretz Yisrael, then what, when would Avram Avinu have been Mekayim the mitzvah? When he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. The halicha, going to Eretz Yisrael, that would have only been a hechsher mitzvah. But the actual mitzvah would have been this guy when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem never told Avram, go to Eretz Yisrael. You know what Hashem told Avram? Lech lecha, go. Go, where? I'm not telling you, go. The mitzvah is walk. The mitzvah is walk. Litin tzchara kol psiyo psiyo. That means the halicha itself isn't just the hechsher mitzvah. Hechit tinta to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. The halicha is the mitzvah itself. That's mamish, exactly what chazed itself over l'doiris three times a year for every yid. Every yid had a mitzvah of lech lecha. It wasn't just the hechsher mitzvah. Yeah, the goyel, the retzeach, the shoygi, going to Ir Miklat, his alicha is a hechsher. The punchline there is arrive in Ir Miklat. We don't care how you get there. Just get there. So we're going to make signs. We're going to allow you to go there. But as it relates to what's it called? As it relates to the mitzvah of being Oyla Regal, there the mitzvah was the Aliyah itself. You're an Isaac ben mitzvah, Bishas Aliyah. There's a mitzvah of the Shichnei Sidrish, or even asking directions is part of the Tzuris HaMitzvah, exactly like Avraham Avinu had a Lech Lecha. So I was thinking, and this is the punchline. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, it says, Mayofu Pamayich Bana Olim Bas Nediv. Dorash Rava, what's pshat in this pasuk? It's referring to the yidden that were oil regel. Kama noim ragleim shal Yisrael b'shosha oil regel. How beautiful were the ragleim of the yidden while they were being oil regel. What does bas nediv mean? Bitoi shal Avram Avinu shenikra nediv. So this pasuk, mayofu pamayich b'na olim bas nediv, is referring to the yidden that were oil regel. And the Torah is bringing out the beauty of the yidden at the time that they were being oil regel. And then the pasuk concludes that their bas nediv bitoi shel Avram Avinu, and the obvious cause of Avram Avinu doing anything. What's the kesher between the yidden being oyler regel and Avram Avinu? The Teretz says the yidden were doing exactly what Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of lech lecha. Where? I'm not even telling you. Ela aretz asher arekah. You'll figure it out. L'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama. And the halicha, the aliyah was a mitzvah. Litein tzcharo kol psiyo psiyo. This is something that chazed itself over for the yidden by the mitzvah being oyler regel. So b'shas the yidden are being oyler regel. They're referred to as bas nediv. They're bitay shel nediv. Why? Because they're being Mekayim. Exactly what Avram Avinu was Mekayim. When Avram was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Lech Lecha. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Tana Rabbanon. Ei Ma'abed Nesashono. Mipnei Hatomo. You cannot be Ma'abed Shono. Mipnei Hatomo. What does that mean? If the Yidden were Tomei, and there's a thought that maybe they're not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach, so you're not allowed to be Ma'abed Shono. You would think that maybe be Ma'abed Shono. Give the Yidden an opportunity to become Tahar, they won't be Tomei anymore. So the halacha is no. Ein ma'arben es hashana mipnei ha'toma. Now Rashi says that where would it ever be negeya to be ma'arben hashana mipnei ha'toma? Because if you think about it, when were they ma'arben hashana? It had to be in Chodesh Adar. So if the Yidden were Tomei during Chodesh Adar, they have enough time. How do you become Tahar from Tumas Meis, which is presumably what we're talking about? It's a 7-day process. Between now and Pesach, there's going to be enough time in order to be tar. So Rashi says, Tupshatim. Rashi says, either it's going Shekoin Shahaya Nasi Chayla, the Nasi was sick, V'amdu Lomos Erev Pesach. And the doctor said that he has 2-3 weeks to live, and they've made an assessment that he's probably going to die around Pesach time. The Yidden are going to be metamed to the Nasi, and they're going to be Tomei. They're not going to be able to bring it. Number two, says Rashi. Or it could be they were Tomei Mace, they didn't have a Paraduma. So they wanted to give themselves an opportunity to maybe track down a Paraduma. Either way, the Allah has Eim Ma'abrenes Ashad B'nei Atom. Yudah, Eim Ma'ab. Rida says, you could. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa B'chizkiyo Melech Yudah, is a story with Chizkiyo Melech Yudah. She'iber Esa Ashad B'nei Atom. He was once Ma'abed Ashad B'nei Atom. Ubikit Shrach Ma'al Atzmai. And afterwards, he felt terrible about what he did. And he davened for himself. The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, Ki Marbis Ha'am Rabbas Me'afrayim U'menashe Yusachar Uzvulin Lo'hi Teharu Ki Ochlu Esa Pesach Beloi Kakosov Ki Espalo Chizkiyo Aleim Lemer Hashem Atoiv Yechaper Ba'ad. You see, Chizkiyo was once Ma'abed Hashana, and then he because of Pesach, it's not clear what the pasuk is talking about, but because of Pesach, and then he feels terrible, and he davens Hashem atoiv yichaper bad. So what happened over here, says Rabbi Yehuda? What happened was, Chizkiyahu was ma'abed Hashanah, not for the reasons that the Chachamim said you should be ma'abed Hashanah, but because the Yidden were Tomei, and the Yidden, because the Tomei wouldn't be able to bring the Karban Pesach, so that's a reason Chizkiyahu thought to be ma'abed Hashanah, and afterwards he had charata, he realized that he made a very big mistake. Rav Shimon says, Im b'nei Tomei b'ruah mu'beres. Rav Shimon says, no, you could be ma'abed Hashanah b'nei Tomei. And that's not the mistake that Chizkiyahu made, it's not why he davened for Kapor. Why did Chizkiyahu daven for himself? To have kaparo she'ei ma'abrin ella adar. The reason is because you're only allowed to be ma'adbar adar for who iber nisan ben nisan. He added a second nisan. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda imer mishum Reb Shimon b'pnei she'heisi es Yisrael lasis Pesach she'ini. That the reason was is because he told the Yidden to bring a Pesach Sheni, even though Pesach Sheni is only supposed to be brought when a minority of the Yidden are Tame. But over here, the majority of the Yidden were Tame. And still, he said, bring a Pesach Sheni, that's not the halacha. If the majority of the Yidden are Tame, you're not supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni, and that's why he had Charata, and that's what he did. Amamar. So we have over here a Braisa. Whether you're Ma'abr the Shana b'pnei HaTumah, nah. Okay, what was the Lashon HaBraisa? Ein Ma'abr Nesha Shana b'pnei HaTumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'abr. And then we have a third sheet, the Reb Shimon, who says, "Im b'nei atom ibrua mi'uberes." You could be ma'abra b'nei atoma, and that has nothing to do with what happened with Chizkiyahu. Says the Gemara, "Who is the man damer in the brisa that said that you ma'abra the shana b'nei atoma?" Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm ma'abra al ma'isli. Rabbi Yehuda, tumat chuyi b'tziba. What emerges l'chura is that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet would be tumat chuyi b'tziba. We know there's machlekes throughout Shas. Tumat hutshu b'tziba, tumat chuyi b'tziba. What does that mean? If somebody's tamei, can't bring a carbon. A kohen that's tamei can't bring a carbon. If the carbon itself is tamei, you can't be makriv it. There's a halacha that a carbon can't be brought if there's an element of tumah. Stating that if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tamei, you could. It's okay. A tremendous chiddush. If the tzibur is tamei, there's no issue of tumah. Machloikis in the Gemara is whether tumah is hutra b'tzibur or tumah is tchuy b'tzibur. Tumah hutra b'tzibur means that it's as if the laws of tumah do not apply at all. The Torah never stated the laws of tumah when the tzibur is tamei. It's as if there's no tumah. It doesn't exist in the context of a tzibur being tamei. Tumah tchuy b'tzibur means of course there's tumah and of course the laws of tumah apply, but it's Nitcha, just like Asay is Doicha Loisa Asay. So there's a concept of Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'abrin Es Hashana Mipnei HaTumah. Meaning he said that if Beis Din looks into their crystal ball and they see that when the time to bring the Karban Pesach arrives, the majority of Klal Yisrael is going to be Tumah, let's push off the month. That means that Tumah is Tchuyah B'tzibur. Because if Tumah is Hutshu B'tzibur, who cares? What are you worried about? You're going to be Tumah, it's a tzibur. If the tzibur is tamei, right, you're not pushing off the month because of yechidim. Obviously, it's because of the tzibur. So it's because of the tzibur, tumah hutshu b'tzibur anyways. Elamai, what do you see from there? You see that tumah is tchuy b'tzibur. But the Gemara asks a kasha, but how do you learn to the braisa? Tzitz, bein she yeshnei al metzchoy, u bein she enei al metzchoy, miratza, diri rab shim. If a carbon was brought b'tumah, the carbon was pasul. Stating that, there was a halacha that the kohen gadol, when he wore the tzitz had an ability to be miratza and be mechaper for the avera of the carbon being brought to Tumah. This is a real kachem idea. But the tzitz, there was a power of the tzitz, and the tzitz was mechaper somehow for the fact that the carbon was brought to Tumah. Machlokes tanoim is whether the tzitz was only meratza when the kohen gadol was wearing it. What if it was in his drawer? He wasn't wearing it right now. Was it meratza or not? So tzitz, bein sheyeshnei ametzchoy, u bein sheinei ametzchoy, meratza, Reb Shimon says, doesn't matter if he's wearing it or not. It's always meratza. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says, no. Oidei ametzchoy, meratza. Ein oidei ametzchoy, ein oidei meratza. It only works when he's wearing it. Amalei, Reb Shimon told Reb Yehuda, you hold that the tzitz was only meratza when the kohen gadol was wearing it. Kohen gadol b'yom kippurim yechiach, on Yom Kippur, she'ein oidei ametzchoy. When is that? When he entered the Kodesh HaKodashim, he used to wear the big day lavan, he didn't wear the big day zav. The big day lavan didn't have a tzitz. And you see, we know that it was meratza. So you see that it's meratza, even though he's not wearing it. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Shimon, "Anach li yom kippurim." What does Yom Kippur have to do with anything? There's no tumah anyways on Yom Kippur. She tumah hutshu b'tzibur. Because all the avodas that were done on Yom Kippur is avodas tzibur and tumah hutshu b'tzibur. So the fact that there's no issues of tumah on Yom Kippur is not because the tzitz is meratza, which would be a raya that the tzitz is meratza even when the kohen gadol is not wearing it, because there's times on Yom Kippur that the kohen doesn't wear the tzitz. The reason there's no issues of Tumah Yom Kippur is because it's all karbonos tzibur. All the, even though the kohen gadol did it, it's all on behalf of the tzibur. But tumah hutshu b'tzibur. But what do you see? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? He didn't say tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. He said, "Tumah hutra betzibos the chastira." From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yema'aber the shana b'pnei tumah," it's mashma. We have to reckon with the tumah. It's just tchuya. So, to the extent that you could push off the carbon pesach, you don't have to rely on the tumah tchuya. That's the right thing to do. But here, Rabbi Yehuda says clearly, not tumah tchuya betzibos. He says tumah hutra betzibos. Uvitamech. But the Gemara says that the kasha is not a kasha, anyways, because according to the way you're understanding Rabbi Yehuda, you're taking this brisa literally. Which part of the brisa? The Rabbi Yehuda holds they used to be ma'aber the shana b'pnei atumah tikshul achi gufa. How do you understand pashim shana in the brisa? Read the brisa again. Rabbi Yehuda oimem ma'aber. Rabbi Yehuda said they used to be ma'aber the shana b'pnei atumah. From Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda told the story. Ma'isa b'chizkiyo malach Yehuda shibir es hashana b'pnei atumah. He was once ma'aber the shana b'pnei atumah u'pikesh rachma al'atzmai. Then he had terrible karata, which is mashma. You're not ma'aber the shana. So Rabbi Yehuda, which one is it? Do you hold ma'abrin or do you hold a ma'abrin? Elo, you have to say, says the Gemara, chsurei ma'chsur v'achiktani. You have to do some surgery on this braisa. A ma'abrin es ha'shana b'pnei ha'tumah v'mebru mi'uberes. There's a Tanakama who's nameless, who holds that l'katchila they were ma'abrin the shana b'pnei ha'tumah, but b'di'eved they were. Rabbi Yehuda argued, and Rabbi Yehuda said, eina me'uberes. From Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from Chizkiyo, Melech Yehuda, that you can't be ma'abrin the shana b'pnei ha'tumah. But the point is, what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Rabbi Yehuda's shita is not that ma'abrin, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is a ma'abrin. If Rabbi Yehuda holds a ma'abrin, what does it mean? It means he holds tumah hutra b'tzibor. That's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. In his machlokes with Rabbi Shimon, whether the tzitz was meratza, dafka ba'oidan al mitzchay, or afilo ba'en oidan al mitzchay, he said, anachli yom kippurim. Don't bring a raya from Yom Kippur. She tumah hutra b'tzibor. It's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai who holds that they were not ma'abrin the shana b'pnei ha'tumah. Why not? Because who cares? Tumah hutra b'tzibor anyways. We originally had the girs and the brisa so that Rabbi Yehuda holds ma'aber nes hashana b'pnei ha'tumah. That's a raya tumah tchuya b'tzibor. That the Gemara is the kasha from Rabbi Yehuda shita. That's tumah hutra b'tzibor. But the Gemara says that girs and the brisa doesn't work anyways. Because if Rabbi Yehuda holds ma'abrin, why is Rabbi Yehuda bringing a raya afterwards from Chizkiyo? If anything, from Chizkiyo you see ein ma'abrin. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda really holds ein ma'abrin. Who holds ma'abrin? The Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein ma'abrin. If he holds ein ma'abrin, it means he holds tumah hutra b'tzibor. So not only is there no kasha from that other Rabbi Yehuda, fakir, it's gishmak. It's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei. Rabbi Yehuda holds tumah hutra b'tzibor. That's why they were not ma'abrin the shana b'nei tumah l'shitasei. Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Shimon, don't bring me rayas from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that the tzitz is meratza, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, because their tumah is hutra b'tzibor. But the Gemara says, ihachi. Rabbi Shimon said, "In the pnei atuma ibru muberes." So the way the Gemara just edited this chasurei mechzera, there's a Tanakama that's mentioned before Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa. Tanakama holds that you could be ma'aber the shana mipnei atuma. Then Rabbi Yehuda says no, and Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya from Chizkiyo, and then Rabbi Shimon says, "In the pnei atuma ibru muberes," that you could. Hainu Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, who's mentioned at the end of the brayse, is the same as the first shita. They both hold you could be ma'abed the shana b'pnei ha'tumah. Amar Rabba l'katchila g'bein nayo. The shail is, could you do it l'katchila? Meaning, b'di evet, it's true, they both hold that it's okay. The question is, what about l'katchila? Tanya nami hochi, ei ma'abed es ha'shana b'pnei ha'tumah l'katchila. That you can't do it l'katchila. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's the third shita in the brayse, that ma'abrin, even l'katchila. So Rabbi Shimon continued, like he did in our brayse, el b'nei ma'bikesh rachma latzmai. If there's no issue, even l'katchila, you're allowed to be ma'abed the shana b'pnei ha'tumah. Why Chizkiyo daven to Hashem? Elo, because ein ma'abrin adar, v'hu iber nisa benisa. Because he was ma'abrin nisa. Am ha'marash, ein ma'abrin ala adar, v'hu iber nisa benisa. Faith to Gemara, v'lesley to Chizkiyo, ha'chidish z'lechem, zen nisa v'nachar nisa. No way Chizkiyo made that mistake. Chizkiyo thought you can make a second nisa. Says the Gemara, tov edish Shmuel. His mistake was something Shmuel said. Am ha'shmuel, ein ma'abrin as ha'shana b'yem shloishim shal adar. You can't be ma'abrin the shana on the 30th day of adar. Why not? Hoyel v'ra'oi l'koivai b'nisan. Because even though it's still Adar, but it could be Nisan. It could have, would have been Nisan. Right? The 30th day of Adar could be the first day of Nisan, which would make Adar a Chodesh Chaser. So even though it's Adar, and during Adar you could be Ma'aber the Shana, but Hoyel v'ra'oi l'koivai b'nisan, the halacha is, they were Ma'aber even Adar. So that was the mistake that Chizkiyo made. He thought, no, there's no issue. So Abadah, he wasn't Ma'aber a second Nisan. He was Ma'aber a second Adar. He did it on the 30th day of Adar, which has a connection to Nisan. Hoyo v'ro'u l'koivoy b'nisan. And that was the mistake he made. Tanya nami hochi im rabban es hashonu b'yem shloishim shal Adar. Hoyo v'ro'u l'koivoy b'nisan. Either way, we'll just conclude with one more ha'ar. That is that The Gemara just had a sugya, a braisa, whether the Chachamim were ma'abed the shana b'pnei hatuma, or they were not ma'abed the shana b'pnei hatuma. What's b'pnei hatuma? If the Chachamim saw during Chodesh Adar, that's a good chance that the majority of Klal Yisrael would be tamei when Pesach rolls around. So if that's the case, maybe let's push it off a month, give them an opportunity to become tar. We saw in the Gemara that it could be it's totally in the age-old machloikis, whether tuma hutcher b'tzibur or tuma tchuy b'tzibur. But either way, a machloikis tanoim, a braisa with a chsure mechser v'alchitani. We learned a little bit of Nach, a Maisa with Chizkiyo, who once did it. Maybe he did something else. It's not clear, but the bottom line is, a Braisa, a Sugya, a whole Amid and Shas, Ma'abr Nes Hashanah B'Pnei HaTumah, or Eid, Ma'abr Nes Hashanah B'Pnei HaTumah. Rashi, as we mentioned right in the beginning of the Gemara, gave two scenarios of where it would have played itself out, that it's Chodesh Adar, and the Chachamim think that there's a good chance that maybe when Pesach rolls around, maybe the Yidden are going to be Tommy. The first he said was, going to Nasi Chayla, Va'amdu Lamos Erev Pesach. The Nasi was sick, and they assessed, the doctors did, that he's going to die right around Pesach time. The Yidden L'chura are going to be Metame to the Nasi. That's probably what Rashi means. And they're going to end up being Tommy. Thus, it was for that reason, that was one of the bases that the Shaila over here, Ma'abr Ibn Atumah, or Ey Ma'abr Ibn Atumah. I think a very obvious sushtel to this Rashi is a Toysis in the Sechtes Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing Pshas Pti Rasa Yishol Rebbe. And the Gemara says that Oysrei HaYoyim Shemes Rebbe, on the day that Rebbe died, Batal Kedusha. All the Kedusha in the world became Batal. Says Toysfus, B'Shem Reb Chaim HaKoyim. Do you know what the Gemara means when it says Batal Kedusha? It's a Pasha you learn, it means that Rebbe was a Kaddish, Rebbeinu a Kaddish. So some of the Kedusha of the world became Batal. Such a Kaddish leaves the world, so Kedusha leaves the world. Reb Chaim HaKoyin says that's not what it meant. What it meant was that Rebbe, because he was the Gadol Adar, the Kohanim were allowed to be Metamatim. So even though we know a Kohen's not allowed to be Metamah, to amaze, but Rebbe was different. So Batlo Kedusha means Kedushas. Batal Kedusha means Kedushas Kohuna. That all the Kayanim who are Kedushim, and it's for that reason they're not allowed to be Metamah to a mace, but Biyom Shemes Rebbe, Batal Kedusha, the halachas of Tumas Kayanim were off limits. It was okay for a Yid, a Kayan, to be Metamah. And then Reb Chaim said a punchline. He said, Il Moli Ho Yisi Kishanifter Rabbeinu Tam. He said, had I been around where Rabbeinu Tam was Nifter, Ho Yisi Metamah, I would have been Metamah. Based on this Gemara right here, that's what Tosfos brings in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amud Beis B'Shem Reb Chaim HaKoyen, and he added that in Moli Yisi Kishenifter Rabbeinu Tam, he would have been Metamet Rabbeinu Tam. The Ravid, this is the Ravid Hasheni. Right, last time we spoke about the three Ravids, so this is the Ravid Hasheni. B'Sefer HaEshkol said as follows: Yoyim Shemes Rabbi Batal Kuhuna Mishum Shenasi Hoy. Same exact pshat as Reb Chaim HaKoyen, but he said the reason is because he was the Nasi. Avo L'Rabbi, but for a person's Rebbe, Afilu Muvik. Even if his Rebbe Muvik, Oy Litzadik Ba'almo, Enei Metam. For that, you can't be Metam. So the Ravid in the Sefer Eshkol says almost exactly what Reb Chaim HaKoyin said, but he just said one Nakuda differently. It's true, the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amud Beis that says, Oy Sayyim Shemes Rebbe Batal Kedusha. What does it mean? It means Kedusha's Kahuna, because the Kayhanim were allowed to be Metam at the Rebbe. But it was Dafka Rebbe, because Rebbe was the Nasi. But a Gadol Adar not. The Beis Yosef says that Reb Chaim HaKoyin clearly argued with this Ravid and Sefer Eshkol, because he said, Omoli Yisi Kishenifter Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was the Gadol Adar. He was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Hagoyla, but he wasn't a Nasi. And being that he wasn't a Nasi, and still Reb Chaim HaKoyin said he would have been Metametim, there wouldn't have been an issue. But the bottom line is, one thing is clear, aside from Reb Chaim HaKoyin, and aside from the Ravid and the Sefer Eshkol, and that is that if a Nasi dies, a Koyin's even allowed to be Metamet to a Nasi, and the reason is because Batal Kedusha, there's no Tumma, a Koyin's not allowed to be Metamet himself, the Teretz is because there's no Tumma. So if there's no Tumma, what's Zok Rashi? That the issue was that in Chodesh Adar, they heard from the doctors that the Nasi has a few weeks to live, so they know he's going to die around Pesach time. The Yidden are going to be Metam. They're not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. If the Nasi dies, Batal Kedusha. And what is Batal Kedusha? There's no Tumma. If a Kohen's allowed to be Metam, what does that mean? It means there's no Issa Tumma. If there's no Issa Tumma, then L'chura, what in the world would be the problem? The emes is that this Shaila over here, with regards to whether or not a tzaddik, a gadol adar, or a nasi dies, whether it means that the laws of tumah are off limits or not off limits, truth is it predates the rishonim. Mentioning now a toisus ksubas kuf gimel abdes b'shem Reb Chaim HaKoyin moli hoyisi kishenifter Rabbeinu Tam deriving in the sefer eshkol, but its makar is a lot earlier. There's a medrash in Mishlei. It's parshat tes. Medrash says as follows: Kishinerik Rabbi Akiva al yedei Malchus Arisha, when the Romans brutally killed Rabbi Akiva, nitpal bikfuros Elio Anavi zochel atoiv. Elio Anavi comes and he helps bury Rabbi Akiva. For Yonaisa al Kseifav, he was carrying him on his shoulders. Yachad together with Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, who was Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Shol Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi is Elio. So Yeshua Hagarsi turns to Elio Anavi and he says, Elio, how are you burying Rabbi Akiva? Elio, we know, is Pinchas, who ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKoyin, is a Koyin. V'alei Koyin mar, v'osu l'kayim l'tam l'meis. Amalois, he told him, Elio, chayecho, Rabbi Yeshua, she'ein tuma b'talmidei chachomim v'loi b'talmideim. Rabbi Akiva? Tuma, there's no tuma with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud Chacham. And by a Talmud Chacham like Rabbi Akiva, there's no problem. A medrash that someone, b'madregas Rabbi Akiva, there was no tuma. So even though Elio Navi was a Koyin, he was still allowed to get involved. But at the same time, there's two Gemaras, two Mefurish Gemaras in Talmud Bavli with Mavur Faker. Number one is a well-known Gemara, Sukkah, Daf, Chofei, Amad Beis. We're all familiar in Parashas Baloyischa. The Torah tells us the Parash of the Pesach Sheni. Vahi Anoshim Ashahoyu Tveim Lenefesh, there were Yidin, who were Tomei Meis, when the Yidin brought the Korban Pesach. There was one Korban Pesach, right? 40 years in the Midbar. How many Korbanis Pesach did the Yidin bring? One. Bashana Ashenis. It was only one Korban Pesach that the Yidin brought. And during that one Korban Pesach that was brought, there were certain people, they were Tomei Meis, and they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. And they came to Moshe, and they asked Moshe, what are we supposed to do? And Moshe said, I'm not sure. Imdu ve'eshma, let me go ask Hashem. Ashri Yeludisha, right? The Parsha of Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Sukkah Chavhei, who are these people? One man Dama says they were the Noisei Aroina Shal Yosef. They were the ones that were carrying Aroina Shal Yosef. They were carrying Aroina Shal Yosef. They were carrying Aroina Shal Yosef. The male they were Tomei. Fregin Dachroinin. Aroina Shal Yosef. Was there a tzaddik? Yosef a tzaddik. Greater than Yosef, and still you say they were Tomei. They couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. That's the first Gemara. The second Gemara is not so well known, but we learned it not so long ago, and I left the Gemara, and that is a Gemara above a Basra, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rabbanu was being Mitzayan Marasa. He was once going to Kivrei Tzadikim, the Gemara says, and he was being Mitzayan Marasa. Rabbanu have a Mitzayan Marasa, says Rashi. Adam Gadol, v'chashuv haya. He was an Adam Gadol. He was very chashuv, and he was going and putting matzevis where Mason were buried. And the reason he did it was is so that kidei lahakir mokam atoma. So people should know that this place is tome. V'lo yeviu tahayros derech kan shaloi lahal ala kever. That people shouldn't go and they shouldn't be tome. Says the Gemara, kimat l'marasad Avram. He came to the Maras Machpelo and he was at the Ma'ara of Avram Avinu. Ashkechel Eliezer Eved Avram the koy kamibava. Eliezer Eved Avram was standing in front. He was guarding the Maras Machpelo. So Rabbana turns to Eliezer Eved Avram and he tells him, "My kovet Avram, what's Avram doing now?" Amalei told him, "Goni bekanfe the Sara. He's lying in the embrace of Sara." The Kama'ino Labereshe, and she's Sara is pulling things out of Avram Avinu's here. Amalei, so Rabbana tells Eliezer Eved Avram, Zil Emel Rabbana Koyabava. Go tell Avram Avinu that Rabbana is here. Amalei, so he told him, Leil, he says, you don't have to, just fine. You can come. A ganze Gemara, a very esoteric Gemara. But what do you see from here? Rabbanah is being Mitzayim Marosa. And he's being Mitzayim the Ma'ara of Marosa Machpelo. The Marosa Machpelo is Kivri Tzadikim. And still you see that he's worried that people are going to be Mitamah. Now the truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, maybe, Lule de Mistafina, I would say differently. I would say that maybe Rabbanah wasn't being Mitzayim the Marosa of the Tzadikim so that people shouldn't go there Bitumo, but maybe Rabbanu was being Mitzayin the Marosa of the Tzadikim, so people should know where the Tzadikim are buried, so they should be able to go and daven. But it's not like Rashi. Rashi says Mefurish, va'achakach moided mebachutz kenegdom, va'isusham tzion tzid kidei lahakir mokem atumo, v'lo yaviu tayrus derech kanchle lahay la kever. But the bottom line is, you have two Gemaras, Sukkah Chavhei, Bava Basra Nunches, where it would seem that even Tzadikim, even Kivri Tzadikim, are going to be Metama. Mitzacheni, you have this Medrash in Mishle. Well, Elio Novi says that I can bury Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because he's a Talmud Chacham and Talmid Chachamim are not Metama. What's interesting is there's a tshuva from the Minchas Aluza where the Minchas Aluza wanted to say, based on this raid over here, Reb Chaim HaKoyen, derived it in the Sefer Eshkol, this Medrash Mishle, that it could be Bizman Hazeh, Bizman hazeh, you could be mitzaref the shitas harayved and say you mitzaref the shitas harayved and allow a koyin to go to give it to the which shitas harayved? Not that harayved in Sefer Eshkol. That was the harayved Hasheni. This shitas harayved is the harayved Hashlishi in Hasogas harayved. This is a famous harayved, and we spoke a lot about this harayved when we learned Masechtas Nazir, where the harayved said one of the most controversial things that any rishon ever said, and that is that it could be that a koyin bizman hazeh is allowed to be metame to a mes. Why? Because today kayanim are anyways tame. We're all tame. What are you worried about? A koyin's going to be metame to a mes. He's a kodesh. He has to be tar. How can he be metame today? Who's not? We're all tame mes today because there's no paraduma. So it's not possible for a person not to be a tame mes today. So being that we're all tame mes anyways, so the rabbi said a chiddush noira. He said that it could be a koyin bizman hazeh is allowed to be metame to a mes. So the minchas aluza, the minchas rebbe said that it could be that if you combine the chiddush that some want to say that kivrei tzaddikim are not mitama anyways based on the medrash of Chaim HaKohen etc. together with this idea that maybe ulai bizman hazeh there's anyways no problem with a koyin being mitama, maybe you could be mitzaref the two svek sveka as a bottom line is you have two svaras maybe to be mekel, maybe it would be okay. But we know that this ravid is super controversial, and there's a famous noyd of Yehuda in Dogum Ravava, it's in Yerideya Simen Shinai and Beis, where the noyd of Yehuda wanted to be mitzaref this ravid to say a tremendous kula. He said that any time there's a suffix tuma, maybe a coin's allowed to be metama bizman hazeh because it's a suffix. Maybe the ravid's right, and maybe there's no issue for a tuma to be a coin to be metama bizman hazeh. What you have is a svek sveka. Maybe there'd be no issue. But if you look in the Dogum Ravava right there, it's in Hilchas Avelis, Yerideya Simen Shinai and Beis. He says afterwards, Omer Yecheskel. Cheskolanda, that was the night of Yehuda. Mashe kosafti begilyon b'shneis ifen anal nimshachti achar divrei Mishal HaMelech. I was going based on the Mishal HaMelech's understanding of the Ravid. The Ladaito is over a Ravid. According to him, the Ravid is of the opinion shein iser klal lekoyin shekvar nitma letamei atzma. He's tamei anyways, so there's no way said to be tamei. Aval achshav nasati alibi, but now I realize I made a mistake. Sheulai loy omra haravid elo leinichi of malchus. Maybe the ravid, when he said that there's no problem with a koyin bezman hazeh being metam himself, he meant that if he'd be metam himself, he wouldn't get malchus because he's anyways tamei. Aval inyan iser ulai afilu iser toira moida etc. And then he concludes a little bit. The time we spoke out that chasam soifer netshuva says that when he was a young boy, so Rav Nosson Adler, his Rebbe, met in Oida Yehuda. And when they met each other, they were talking and learning, and they discussed this halacha right here. And the Oida Yehuda told his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, his gewaldige chiddush, which was that a kohen maybe b'makom sofik could be metame bizman hazeh based on this ravid, that it could be, there's no issur for kohen anyways to be metame because as the chsayvi told me. And he says his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, vehemently was opposed to the Noida Yehuda, and he was very, very strong. And he says that after that meeting, they continued discussing this shayla. And he writes that I was the telegram carrier. I was the one. I used to bring the letters between the Noida Yehuda and Rav Nosson Adler. Listen to what Chasam Sofer says. He says years later, he opened up a Shulchan Aruch and he saw Hagoyis on the side from the Noida Yehuda, Dogum Ravava, and he saw there that the Dogum Ravava said his chiddush. And then afterwards, he writes Oma Yecheskel, Mashek Osafti Begilyon. He realizes now that maybe he made a mistake. Achshav Nosati Alibi Shulai Layomer Harayvi. Maybe the Rabbi didn't mean that it's mutter. He just meant that there would be no malchus. And the Chasam Sofer said, Baruch Hashem, I see that it's poshit that the reason the Noida Yehuda was chazer was because of the Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler and the letters that I brought. And he says, Baruch Hashem, we played a role in being mahapich to das. But it's interesting that Rav Moshe has a tshuva. And Rav Moshe, of course, was the Pesach Adar. But Rav Moshe didn't always speak with atkifas that you find some other Pesachim used to talk with. But one of the most sharfa tshuvas in Igros Moshe, at least that's what I think, an extremely sharfa tshuva is that somebody put out a letter, I think it was some rabbi somewhere in America, arguing that maybe Kayhan and Bizman Hazeh could go to a Beis HaKfaris and they could work in maybe areas with these types of chashashas. He issued a tremendous kula based on this ravid, and Rav Moshe was so stark connected, said chas v'shalom to be a slaymich on this ravid. But either way, so this is a very controversial topic, very heated, very passionate. Bottom line is, it ties itself in with this raid, and it could be that we even have a Rashi tucked away right here in the Sechtes Sanhedrin, where Rashi says that the reason why the Chachamim may have thought in Chodesh Adar that they might not be able to be in the Korban Pesach is is because the Nasi was sick, which would imply l'chayna that if someone's metame to the Nasi, he does become tame, which of course is totally in all this raid.